Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Happy Red Friday. Chiefs play on Sunday, and we're looking forward to World Cup announcement that we'll get to here in an hour or so. There are a ton of people gathered in Power and Light, despite it being 20-something degrees outside. There is quite the crowd down there awaiting the big news.
Which we're not, are we sure what the big news even portends?
Like, portends? Word isn't used often enough. Yes, Quentin and I got some clarification on exactly what we're going to learn. So again, the World Cup announcement begins at 11 a.m. today. And when Quentin said, yeah, it's like a 2-day thing, I'm like, what do you mean it's a 2-day thing? I thought we were just learning what teams we're getting. We went down the hall to our good friend Steven Spector. And he, in running 96.5 The Fan and being a soccer guy, gave us a lot of insight. And Quentin was intently listening as I was just putting it all together.
Okay. I feel like this
And he's laughing at me.
Either FIFA took their cues from the NFL or the NFL took their cues from FIFA.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, in the NFL, the schedule announcement's a big deal now.
Yes.
Like, just announcing.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, everybody already knows in the NFL anyway, everybody already knows what teams you're going to be playing.
Yeah.
It's just in what order are you going to be playing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Make everything a spectacle. I'm fine with that. Good.
All right, Quentin, what's today and what's tomorrow?
Okay, so today we're going to learn about Team USA. Which my bet.
Who we play,
is,
correct?
Yeah, we're going to learn. I bet they're going to play and where they play. I bet they play at SoFi Stadium out in LA because that stadium is brand new and it's the nicest stadium probably out of all the cities.
Okay.
So I bet they play in LA. What we're going to learn today, and the important thing we're going to learn today, is what bracket that Kansas City is in. So the way it's set up is that the world is divided into different sections, and we're going to learn what section of potential teams will play here in Kansas City.
So it'll be narrowed down today.
It will be significantly narrowed down. We'll get an idea of what teams will be here. We won't learn exactly what teams are going to play here until the whole schedule is released. That's going to be tomorrow. So today is kind of a big day in the sense that we will, when it comes to Monday and we're talking about this, we'll know who's playing at Arrowhead, and that'll be cool. But today we're just significantly narrowing it down, and that'll give us an idea of what section of the world is playing here. And remember, teams are not just coming to the United States, they're also going to Mexico and Canada. So
right. There are 10 cities between the three countries. We were just kind of taking a look back at which cities they are. We were talking off the air a little bit about which cities got the World Cup and which cities didn't.
We are an outlier.
We are in a great way.
Yeah.
There are cities that we wondered, well, why didn't that city get it? It's because they didn't apply or they dropped their bid. Guadalajara, Mexico, of all cities, is not the first city I would have picked to get the World Cup, but they applied and were willing to jump through the hoops that the World Cup makes you jump through.
Yeah, like Chicago not having any games there seemed a little weird. And then we looked into it, and it's like, well, actually, in 2018, they threw a hissy fit and backed out. And they basically withdrew themselves from contention to have World Cup games there. So there you go. That's yay us. Yeah. We didn't do that, I guess.
We stuck with it, and it's worth it. I mean, again, Kathy Nelson and her team over there doing whatever it took. But like Minneapolis didn't get it. Denver didn't get it. I don't know if Minneapolis or Denver applied, but those would have been cool spots also.
We did. I remember this specifically. We beat out Denver and Nashville. Like though, when Nashville it came down to it was going to be Denver, us, or Nashville, and we beat out Denver and Nashville.
So they applied and did not get it. That's fascinating.
And I really thought that Denver was going to get it over those two, but they picked Kansas City instead.
Whatever, they're just like, we can't put those players up in the mountains. Like that's,
I mean,
that's
they're playing in Mexico.
Yeah, that's true. That's a high altitude too. Because I like soccer is nonstop running back and forth, just constantly running back and forth. It is such a high cardio game that I think that would be unfair. But maybe there were other reasons. Maybe we just are so much better.
We're cool.
We have better food. Well, what's Denver known for?
Nothing. To me, Denver is like Vancouver, has no personality. Remember how we talk about Vancouver and Canada is the place that a lot of movies are filmed because it can look like anything. To me, Denver is exactly the same way. Any city that needs mountains, that can be the backdrop.
Huge airport. That's it.
Yeah.
I
misspoke, by the way. It's 11 cities. It's Kansas City plus 10. Here are the cities in the U.S. Atlanta, Boston, Dallas, Houston, Kansas City, Los Angeles, Miami, New York, New Jersey. They're going to use MetLife Stadium. Philadelphia, San Francisco, and Seattle. In Canada, they're going to play in Toronto and Vancouver. And in Mexico, they're going to play in Guadalajara, Mexico City, and Monterrey. Mexico City makes perfect sense.
And
but
Mexico City,
Monterrey.
If you are a avid Chiefs watcher, they had problems with their stadium.
Yeah.
Because
it was a mess.
It was terrifying.
They put plywood underneath their turf because they had a concert there
Shakira.
3 days before.
It was Shakira.
Yeah.
And they ripped up the ground.
Yeah. So I'll be interested to see what that's like because FIFA has strict rules. It's why every stadium has to be the same. It's why they had to renovate Arrowhead. All the sidelines have to be the same. The grass has to be certain. The FIFA players refuse to play on turf, which is really annoying when there are NFL stadiums that are about to be. They're going to rip out the turf to put grass in just to rip it out and put turf back on it.
Quentin, I'm going to send you real quick a link that ABC just put up where they explain how the draw works. ABC's Christian Cordero is breaking down how the draw works. We might throw that in because I have no idea how the draw works. I know it's in New York. It's at the Kennedy Center. For those who care, there are some pretty big politicians that are going to be there. It is a big announcement, I guess. I'm curious to know what teams we're going to get and what teams we want. But we're going to talk to Stephen Spector on Monday to give us context for all of that. I mean, that determines what size of crowds and that kind of thing we're going to have. Do you have it?
It's kind of hard to say, like, hey, which country do you hope gets here without it kind of coming off as racist or xenophobic?
No,
like,
I
don't know. I just hope we don't get any of those non-drinking countries.
Well, we want Ireland. I want a team that's going to be fun.
Ireland. Yes,
out
Ireland.
In, you know, an Ireland.
Can I?
Irish
if
are
I'm
fun.
Just gonna. Do Western Europe. I want Ireland. I want I want Germany.
Yes.
France?
Eh.
Not as much. They can go to New York or LA, anywhere. I don't care. I don't want the Frenchman here.
Italy would be fine. They drink.
Italy would be fun.
They're fun, you know.
Really, of all of them,
they're animated.
I just don't want France. Is that wrong?
No.
That I just don't want France here?
No.
Like the snobby, uptight friend. Like, you think they're eating barbecue? They're not eating barbecue.
They'll eat snails. That's what the...
Cheese, but they'll eat cheese and bread.
Yeah, it'll be good for pesticide removal.
I just want a good competition. I just want it to be teams that people want to watch and that will bring good people to the city.
So this article does a good job of explaining. So here's pot one, which we will not get. But here are the teams in like the number one bracket. It's Spain, Argentina, France, England, Brazil, Portugal, the Netherlands, Belgium, Germany, United States, Mexico, and Canada. So we will not get any of those teams. Those teams will play in New York and LA, like the big cities. I imagine we'll probably get pot three or four, which is Norway, Panama, Egypt, Algeria, Scotland. Man, I really Scotland would be fun.
That would be good.
Paraguay, yeah, cool Tunisia, Ivory Coast, Uzbekistan, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and South Africa. That's pot three. I think that's reasonable to get.
Yeah, especially because pot four is a lot of the playoffs. So, and we're not getting playoffs.
Won't get a playoff team. Uh-huh. They'll play in once again. They'll play in New York or LA or one of the really big cities.
So we're getting pot two or pot three probably.
Hey, Norway, Paraguay, Scotland would be real fun. I could hang out with the Scots.
Yeah,
that's my heritage.
Do we want Uzbekistan? I think we want pot two. I think we want we want Uruguay. I think we want Colombia. We want Australia because they're fun.
Speaking of pot,
do we want Iran? I don't know.
It is real.
I think they pulled out, actually.
Okay. Yes.
I just realized a bunch of these countries are going to come here. Weed isn't legal in many of the countries that are going to be coming here.
Well, they're going to love coming here then.
I don't. I'm. Hold on. Let me look at where. What country? I think what the Netherlands is that it?
Boy, weed I could not tell you. In?
Okay. So Canada. Spain, Switzerland, but not the UK or Scotland. Italy has some legalization. Huh. So that'll be fun for them.
Quentin.
It'll be like visiting us will be like visiting Amsterdam with barbecue.
Help me out. Do you still have that article open?
Yep.
They also have letters for these groups. If you read just below the text that describes the countries in each, there's language there about which letter group we would be in. If you can interpret any of that, that would be great. By the way, I misspoke. I assumed it was the Kennedy Center in New York. It's not. It's the one. It's in D.C. Sorry. All right. Little geography error there.
I think that's what country that they're going to play in.
Okay. That makes sense.
I mean, Mexico is going to play in Mexico. Canada is going to play in Canada. And the United States will start here. I think that's what that means.
And it sounds like they do it. Is it a lottery? I mean, is it because they're describing it like we used to watch the lottery at night and they would choose the numbers that way. So it's a random draw.
They'll draw it out. It's like a March Madness bracket where it's separated out initially and then it'll be more like a lottery system.
Okay. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun that we've been talking about this for, I don't know, a decade at this point. This is real.
Yeah.
I think it's great. I think it's great for the city. I think it's exciting. It's going to be interesting. All the other people. I couldn't care less about soccer. It's just never. If this didn't get me over on the soccer thing, nothing is. And it's just, especially when it's like, well, which I don't care how good the teams are that come here. I hope they suck. I hope they're awful.
Jeez.
I hope they're terrible. And the reason why is because then their fans will be more likely to drink and go out and have fun and spend money in our city. Then, you know, I don't know. I just, it's just so boring. It's so agonizingly boring.
So I agree with you. I this is one of those, like, I love that we have Casey Current here. I'm a fan of it existing. Again, it's sort of like Star Wars. Like, I don't get into Star Wars, but I like that it exists. I appreciate that it exists in the world. Soccer, kind of the same way. I'm probably not watching a soccer game on TV, but I have gone to sporting games, and it's fun to go watch in person because the crowd is lively and stuff like that, but I can't see the ball on the field to know where the heck they are. But it'll be fun to have 6 weeks or 41 days, whatever it is, of good times here.
No, it's
or
great.
It'll be
it's
awful
great to,
because the city will be too packed. Who knows?
That's good for the city. If the city's really packed and people are spending money, that's great for us. And
I
it puts
have
us
a question.
On the map. And I think the fact that we got it as an outlier, I think people are going to be talking about that a lot. It's like, Miami and Kansas City?
Right.
Like, that's crazy.
Or Houston? I mean, yeah, some really big cities compared. Somebody just said on the text line, Kansas City gets a quarterfinal playoff game.
Yeah, we are guaranteed.
That's cool.
One playoff game.
I'm sorry, what were you going to say there, Quentin, though?
Oh, I have a question for Jamie.
Yeah.
Out of all of the countries in pot three, right?
Hold on, let me get it back up. Yeah.
Which place has the weirdest form of currency that you know of? Because, you know, Canada has the loonies and the toonies. So I'm just wondering, there's going to be a bar somewhere in Kansas City that ends up with a weird-looking coin or, you know, a dollar bill that looks like it came out of a Monopoly game.
I mean, I need to look because I haven't been to all these, but my guess is going to be Saudi Arabia or Uzbekistan.
Right, because any other country, you know, they use euros.
You know? Norway, they're going to use euros, but euros, not euros. It won't be South Africa. That's not, theirs isn't weird. I've been there. But yeah, probably Saudi Arabia or Ivory Coast, I'm going to guess. That'll be, yes. And the I want people here who speak different languages. I don't want it to be just all English speaking people here. I want to, you know, I want to learn the languages while they're here.
Where you get the best of both worlds when the Scots come.
That's true. Yes.
It's English.
They speak a form of English fast. That you can't understand.
Or Ireland, but Ireland's not in any of the groups.
Is Wales coming? Does Wales have a team? That would be interesting.
Boy, pot four is Jordan, Cape Verde, Ghana, Curacao. I think that's how you pronounce that in Venezuela. Haiti and New Zealand. What a weird, I would love to know how they put these together. No, pot one is England. They just, it's all England's. Where's Ireland? Help me out. Ireland is not in any of these pots. What don't I know? Why do they not play soccer? Of course they play soccer.
Do they just play with England? You know, because
maybe.
I don't know. Do they count like Northern Ireland is, we're getting into some really weird politics here, but Northern Ireland is part of England. Are they part?
But Scotland is by itself. Separate country.
Maybe they didn't play well enough to get into the tournament.
Huh? Okay.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. That's sad.
I'll settle for the Scots.
Yeah, they'll be fun.
Yeah.
All right. So 11 a.m. is when that starts.
Somebody on the text line said, geez, Weir, how do you put a negative spin on anything positive? You know, I don't know. It's a gift, I guess. Though I feel like that texter was literally putting a negative spin on something that I was putting a positive spin on. Because I was saying, I don't care about this, but it's awesome for the city. Like, I don't care about soccer. But the positive thing is how much money is going to be coming into the city and how much attention we're getting. So I don't like, I think that I represent a very huge portion of the city in that perspective where I say I couldn't care less about soccer, but this is awesome. Right. Like, is that weird of a point of view?
And I also put myself in that. I think I'm a little more excited about it just because having been here for so long now and watching when the bid was submitted and all the process, and then it was a big deal when we got it. Like, that announcement was big. Having been here for the very long path to get here, I think I'm more excited about us having it, but I'm not watching.
I'm not going to watch it.
I'm not going to watch it on TV.
I did my journalistic integrity here. Reading. So Italy hasn't qualified, but they currently rank 12th in the world, so they still have a shot to make it to be put into one of those playoff hold spots. So there are a few teams that haven't qualified yet but still have a chance to make it in. So I wonder if Ireland is one of those teams that technically they haven't made it yet, but those placeholders on our list here, still there are teams that still technically have a chance to make it.
All right, we won't have much time coming up, so I'm just going to throw this out there on the text line. 913-586-7798. Are you in the same section as me and Jamie, where we couldn't care less about soccer, but are excited about this for the city? Like, this is
Are you mad
awesome.
At us?
Are you mad? Care. They're always, it's just people looking for a reason to be offended most of the time. I shouldn't have even addressed it. But I do wonder, like, how many people actually do feel like that. We're like, I'm not going to watch any of the games. I'm not going to go to any of the games. At the same time, I'm excited because this is going to be really good for the city. I'm also excited to see a bunch of people from other countries experiencing recreational marijuana for the first time. Just think about how much money the dispensaries are going to be making. Mm-hmm. I didn't even think about that until now.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be
Kansas, man. Yet again, you missed out.
Yeah, you're missing out. Good job.
Big money.
Good job, Kansas. You got about 6 months. 913-586-7798. We'll talk about that coming up on Monday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We experienced cold this week. December came in and brought us snow and cold, and it was cold this morning, and it's going to stay that way if you look at the forecast for next week. And if you have never had to go out without a coat, and if you've had to go out and like be cold as you're walking and walk faster so that you can stay warm, you don't want to experience that. And we don't want kids to experience that either. So the Coats for Kids campaign is underway. $25 gets a kid a new coat. Our goal is to get 1,000 coats on KMBZ and Kansas City Kids. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Pinnacle Bank going to be here in studio to make a generous donation. We can't wait to hear about that. And they've been a partner of ours for a really long time and continue, you know, businesses have a lot of groups they can donate to. They have continued to stay with us, which we appreciate. So We're looking forward to 1 o'clock and see the check.
Even here in South Overland Park, I live next to a couple of schools, and it shocks me how many kids I see walking to school without a coat.
Yeah.
Even here. They're younger kids. I don't think that is from the kids not wanting to wear the coat. I think even here, there's kids that their families are just scraping by.
Yeah.
Or house poor, or however you want to phrase it, and haven't been able to get a new coat.
The price of everything is up, and at some point, something's got to give. So we don't want that to be keeping kids warm.
So we were talking about the World Cup. I was wondering how many people out there feel like me and also how Jamie feel, where it's like, I don't care about soccer. I'm not going to watch any of the games.
I don't get into soccer. It's just not something I get into.
I think I will admit to this. I have an extreme personal bias against soccer that I'm never getting over. Okay. And the reason why is because I played baseball when I was younger, and the kids that were on my team also played soccer. Like, too many of them played soccer. And if the team wasn't doing great, their parents would pull them off of the team so that they could go play soccer games instead.
Yeah.
And that meant that I would show up for games and we'd only have maybe like six kids. And then the other team, we'd have to forfeit. And then the other team would give us three kids so that we could play a game.
Mm-hmm.
And that was annoying to me. Like, that really bothered me. And I blame soccer for that. Okay. It's not fair. It's not soccer's fault. But it doesn't help that I also watch soccer and go, it's just guys running back and forth. It's just there's no like it's not a possession thing.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of I don't know. There's the flopping bothers me a lot.
I don't even know what that is.
Where they pretend to be hurt. They like like you people complain about that with quarterbacks in the NFL. It's nothing compared to soccer's you think there's like invisible assassins mm-hmm. all the time because they're just like like falling over.
It's hockey without the fighting. At least hockey, because hockey's kind of the same problem. You know, all they're doing is chasing a puck around, trying to get into a net, but at least they fight. And at least fighting, it's entertaining.
It's a lot more physical.
It's a lot, yeah.
And I will grant you, I can understand why people don't like hockey, because the puck's so small.
Yeah.
From the text line, couldn't care less about soccer either, but maybe this is getting a couple traffic construction projects done on time. That's many. What I'm looking for.
Many.
Yeah.
The
problem is, how many did it start?
Yeah.
How many construction projects did it start that now hopefully will be finished by the World Cup? I'm just, oh my God, 69 South has been a mess. It's so annoying.
The city is going to look cleaner than it has ever looked ever. It's going to all the problems that we've had in the last couple of years with like garbage flying off trucks and trucks not securing their loads on I-70 and stuff like that. All that's going to magically go away for those 6 weeks. Now, what's going to happen after that?
From the text line, I agree with you too. I don't know anything about soccer except for we're the only ones that call it soccer and only one person is allowed to use their hands, but I understand why it's good for us to have it here. The reason they call it soccer is because it started as social clubs in the UK.
Okay.
And also, this is another just a crazy, I know this and now I have to tell everyone else this, but one of the reasons soccer became popular is because you couldn't use your hands for it. Specifically, it was like, used to try to discourage young boys from using their hands for other things.
Oh, wow.
That's what I've heard.
Okay.
It's also popular because you just need a ball and a net and your feet. You could play it without your hands.
You used to be a good runner.
That's the other thing. I don't think something's a sport if you don't need to use all of your limbs.
Yeah, just running.
Just running. That's not fair. That's not true. And I also don't understand. There's a lot of rules. I don't understand the stop. Somebody pointed this out too, the stoppage. The game's 90 minutes. And then at the end, there's also like an extra, we don't know, like a bunch more minutes. We'll just add it on there. I don't really know. I don't understand how that works. It's too inscrutable. I don't like it.
I mean,
but that's it.
If we're going to dog on soccer.
That's all the reasons I don't like soccer.
I've got one complaint. I hate that they count up on the time, on the clock.
It's weird. Oh, it's off-putting. Countdown! Why are you counting up? I don't know.
Also, they allow ties in soccer, right? It can just end in a tie. I don't like that. I want a winner. I want there to be a winner and a loser. I want it to be clear.
Most of my soccer knowledge comes from Ted Lasso.
Mine too. Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. From the text line, if you have a bias against soccer, you might change your mind later, like Hank Hill, if you watch new season of King Hill and respect. No, I watched that season. It didn't make me like soccer anymore. It made me like Hank Hill less.
Okay.
So that's what happened there.
All right. Well, 25 minutes from now, we'll know more about this than we do right
now. Yay! And then we'll talk about it on Monday as well. I think we'll do a list at some point of top reasons I don't like soccer.
I think we just did it.
I think it just happened. I can qualify it better.
Yeah.
All right. Tell you what. Coming up, we're going to talk about this. The war on Christmas, everybody. It's happening at City Hall. One councilman is very upset about, I don't know, the fact that he can't put a cross up. I mean, I don't really... I'm torn on this one, Jamie, because while I'm not a big... I don't like war on Christmas topics, typically. I also kind of agree with this person.
Oh, that's hard, isn't it? That's difficult when you.
It's a little. Where I don't agree with that. Like, how dare you say happy holidays? Well, Christmas is a holiday, so I don't really see what the problem is.
Yeah.
But I also agree with this person. You should be allowed to put a manger scene up if you want. We'll talk about that next on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yes, this one's fine, Quinn. It's fine. There is a new sheriff in town at City Hall. Kansas City has a new city manager than who we had last year, Mario Vasquez, who has put out a memo to City Hall employees that addressed what kind of decorations can go up at City Hall this year. And here's what he said. As we prepare for the holiday season, I want to show how we will approach seasonal decor. To ensure City Hall remains a welcoming space for everyone and to honor the separation of church and state, we will not display religious symbols as part of our holiday decorations. He said this helps us respect the wide range of religious and non-religious beliefs held by our employees, visitors, and residents. Instead, he said the building will feature secular and cultural decor, including items like decorated trees, winter greenery, lights, poinsettias, cultural symbols for the like the Kanara for Kwanzaa. He said right. Those decorations celebrate the season without representing any specific faith tradition. Thank you for understanding as we try to make everyone feel welcome here for the holidays.
Except for people who have a religious connection to the holiday season, I guess. I just, this is what bothers me. I have a problem with exclusivity, but I also have a problem with a lack of inclusivity. So, like, if you say only Christians can display
right.
religious, that's obviously a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say, you know what, if you are Jewish and you put a menorah up, that's fine. If you're Christian, you want to put a manger scene or nativity or a cross up, that's fine. If you're Muslim, and I hate to say this, I don't actually know what the symbols would mm-hmm. be for Muslims. I think there's a star or moon, whatever. But if you want to put up a symbol for your religion, that's fine too. I don't understand why you can't have any religious symbols up, and you can only have cultural ones. And also, by the way, Kwanzaa is included in that, which I'm sure isn't the reason that people are upset at all.
let me ask you this question before we talk about why this is a story about the memo. Because remember, we have Brian Platt. This is a new policy for this year. So that's why people are upset a little bit about it. His argument about it being church and state, separation of church and state. Remember, this is City Hall. And so how much do you think it's about that versus anything else? How much of it really is about separation of church and state? Because I don't know how much to care about this. Right. You know, I don't know how upset I should be about this memo. Like, okay, well, then you still get to decorate for Christmas. You just don't hang a cross, but you still get to put up trees and lights and poinsettias and stuff.
Yeah, I think the separation of church and state is a fair point, because if you are a Muslim and you go to, you have to go get something from the county clerk and or the city clerk, I guess, because it's the city in this case. You have to go for some city decision or something like that. And the person has a giant like cross up and says the reason for the season is Jesus.
Right.
And, you know, they know you're a Muslim. That I could see that you being feeling like that person's not going to side with you. And then if they don't, it causes a problem where it's like, well, they didn't because they knew I was a Muslim and they're obviously very religious. But I don't know. I just don't see that as likely. I don't see that as that predominant of an issue. I think that that would be a very exclusive and special case. And I don't think that just because you're Christian or Muslim or Jewish that you're going to then be biased against anybody who's coming in because of their religion.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. The argument about church and state is a valid one. And if he wants to stand on that argument, he's right. By the way, he's the boss. And if he, you know, and it's this is his first Christmas as the boss. And if he wants that to be the policy, then okay, that way you avoid any tiffs about it. I don't know that you would have them, but if he wants to stand on church and state, fine. But he also made it about a bunch of other things. And so if you're going to make it about church and state, then don't allow Kwanzaa, don't allow any.
Right.
Be clearer about where that line is then. Yeah, somebody just said on the text line, this is a solution looking for a problem. Well, it found it because one of the city council members, what's his first name? Willett. Nathan Willett. Willett, by the way, is also one of the co-sponsors of the bill we talked about yesterday about getting rid of the gas station drugs. But he responded to this on social media and was not happy about it. I could not be more disgusted and discouraged by this memo and the message it sends to our faith communities throughout Kansas City. Christian symbols, among other faith traditions during the season, should be proudly displayed in any city hall. He said, it's okay to have traditional pagan symbols, but not others. Government bureaucrats get to decide. He called the memo unnecessary and unprovoked. He says he's going to fight back on it. That'll be interesting. He says, are you suggesting we take down the menorah? No more yearly tradition of lighting the menorah with our Jewish neighbors in the council chamber? Are we going to take prayer out of the council session next? Which is a very interesting argument. Council will probably meet next week. And so we'll see how Mario Vasquez responds.
I hate war on Christmas topics.
Yeah.
Because I don't believe there is a war. If there's a war, Christmas won. Look at everything right now.
Yeah.
Everything is about Christmas. The from everything you're streaming to the radio stations that switch over to exclusively Christmas music this time of year, to decorations everywhere. So I don't feel like, you know, Christmas is being diminished or you can't say Christmas anymore. You can say Christmas. It's not a problem. It's just that stores maybe say it would prefer you to say happy holidays because it's more inclusive. And by the way, Christmas is a holiday, so it's including in that.
Yeah.
You just want it to be seen as supreme. I actually agree with him, though, on this because he has a good point. A Christmas tree, an evergreen tree, is
a pagan symbol.
Yeah. That's why it's like confusing.
Yeah.
Like, why is there a Christmas tree? What does that have to do with Jerusalem and where Jesus was? Shouldn't that be palm trees? Well, actually, it's because they co-opted pagan holidays, Saturnalia specifically, which used evergreen trees, and they decorated trees around that time. So that's why we do it. We just co-opted it.
Okay, so as I try to play this out, like, how's this going to end? Because he does have a point. They both do. They're both right. That's the problem. If the response is, okay, fine, no decorations at City Hall, we're never going to decorate for anything because you never know who's going to be mad about what. So we can't have the trees. Can we just put lights up? Can we just put lights up at City Hall?
I mean, is that Diwali?
I don't know. That's what I mean. Like, can we just pretend that the holiday doesn't exist then? I feel like that's going to be the response. If I wanted to be passive aggressive and not a great leader, I would say we're just not going to decorate then. Take them all down. Nothing.
It seems like a squeaky wheel problem.
I bet somebody complained. I guarantee you, especially because it just came out. I assume this memo didn't come out weeks ago, you know, because I assume it just came out. I bet somebody complained.
Well,
one person.
And the argument, like, say you're a Muslim looking for a permit, you go before somebody who is wearing, you know, has a Christmas tree or a, I guess Christmas tree is okay, but a nativity scene on their desk. If they reject you, do you assume that's because of that?
Yeah, probably.
But they're only displaying their religion. It doesn't change the fact that they are that religion.
Yeah.
They're just letting you know what they are. Right. So if anything,
if they didn't display it, you wouldn't know it.
You wouldn't know.
Right.
Right. But they also are that religion. So it's just them displaying. It's not changing anything.
Right. And they were that religion the whole time. You might have gone to City Hall and didn't see the symbol and you didn't know it.
Yes.
But now you just know it.
Now you know. So, but what difference did it make? None. I don't know. Like, the only problem I would have is if they were saying you cannot display any other religion but, you know, Christian or even Jewish. Everything else, I think that you should be allowed to display whatever religion you are. Or if you're not a religion, fine. You want to put up Christmas lights, that's fine too. Or if you're not religious and you just like New Year's and you want to have a bunch of empty bottles up there, fine. Whatever, however you celebrate, I don't care. I think the most important thing is just we show kind of fun and frivolity at a very dark time of the year. That's what the point of the holiday season is.
But also, the city manager is right in that you don't want anyone to feel excluded. And it is a government building. And so you want to make sure that there's no, that regardless of your religion, you don't feel like there's any bias any one way or the other.
Yeah.
Well, everybody's right and everybody's wrong.
Yeah. I mean, somebody pointed out in the text line, it's a good point. Then why is Christmas a federal holiday?
Yeah. Why do they say prayer in council meetings then? I mean, that was a good point
for Christmas.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah, the no take off for Christmas then. You should work through Christmas if that's the case. I hate the topic of Christmas is being diminished because it's not. But at the same time, I believe in fairness. And I also just don't think that it makes sense to say having a religious symbol up necessarily makes you into some kind of tyrant or bigot. Anyway. 913-586-7798. We'll finish up this discussion coming up at midday.
New city manager in Kansas City says, we want everyone to feel included at City Hall, so no religious symbols. We have a city council member who calls that disgusting and says the memo is unnecessary.
Can I say, this is just the way social media has poisoned our discourse.
Sure.
Is it disgusting? Or is it just, like, unfair?
Frustrating. Like, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Annoying.
Like, do you really need to, like, I'm going to throw up.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw up because No, it's unfair. That's I think, a fair.
Yes.
Like, coming at it from such a hyperbolic point of view makes it really hard. That's probably one of the reasons I hesitate at all to agree with him on this is because he's coming at it from, like, I'm going to drop nukes on this.
Yeah.
It's not disgusting. It's unfair. There, that is I think an accurate assessment,
and it can be made fair.
Yeah,
he can adjust it and make it fair and scale back on what's allowed.
The only thing I would say, and because this is my point of view, I think you should be allowed to have a nativity scene, a menorah, whatever you want. But also, if you are, I don't know, you belong to the Church of Satan, and you have a symbol up, I think you should be allowed to have that. Baphomet, sure, you open the door for that. That's what you allow. So long as you're peaceful with your religious practices, I have no problem with you displaying. I like knowing.
Yeah.
You know what? I like letting people fly their flags. That's just me.
Sure.
Coming up, I'm going to talk about Kansas at least one school in Kansas, is getting rid of their Chromebooks. That's next on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.